The tax is much like a sales tax on room nights at hotels, Tom, about 6%. And the question is, what is the price? Expedia says, well, look, we get a wholesale price for these rooms, and that is the base on which you should apply the 6%. Orange County says, no, it's the retail price that your customers pay you, Expedia, which still is less than the price that that same customer would pay if they showed up at the desk at the hotel.
Now, much of that bed tax revenue was intended to help Orange County finance those downtown venues, the new Performing Arts Center, the upgrades for the Florida Citrus Bowl, of course, the Amway Center. Do we know yet, Hank, how much the deal is worth in dollars, and will it be enough to help boost those projects?
The exact parameters of the deal are still confidential, but there's estimates of $5 to $10 million. That's a lot of money in anybody's book, but it is not nearly enough to make a substantial contribution to the various venues. The Citrus Bowl alone is over $175 million, and that's the one that hasn't even started getting funded yet.
So it chips away at it a bit. It'll help, I suppose.
Oh, sure. Yeah. $5 or $10 million, it's a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money in the context of the total budget for these venues.
Now, this settlement applies only to Expedia, and as we mentioned, the county, Orange County, still has a lawsuit pending against Orbitz. What about Travelocity? What about the dozens of others? Will the county or state or someone have to come to an agreement with each one of these sites, each one of these companies individually?
Yes, they will.
That's the way it works. Huh?
Yeah, regrettably. There's no way to sort of package them all up.
Well, now, this one took 5 years, and who knows how much in legal fees. If we have to do this with each one, is it even worth it?
Well, probably not as worth it. Expedia is the biggest. Orbitz is the second biggest. So at some point, you'll reach diminishing returns. But it is likely that this will set the pattern for settlements with the other companies, Tom. And they won't want to spend money to fight with Orange County either.
And this, of course, also raises the larger issue of how or even if states can collect tax on all kinds of internet sales. Now, I've heard some estimates that internet sales are costing other retailers in the state more than $10 billion a year. So at the current state sales tax rate, that means that the state of Florida is losing a lot of money.
Millions of dollars in tax revenue. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And over time, the problem is getting bigger and bigger as internet sales get larger and larger.
And of course, we've seen the damage that can be done with the closing of borders and other major retailers having big problems. But this is more of a problem for purchases of some items than others, right?
That's right, Tom. Items that are valuable relative to how heavy they are the ones that tend to be the most amenable to internet sales. So clothing, electronics, books, music. We're putting the bricks and sticks stores at a competitive disadvantage, especially for higher valued items where the sales tax is important. There's equity issues. There's economic consequences to these kinds of decisions. And we need to balance that against the efficiency of the internet.
Now, I've heard of several attempts over the past 10 years or so for several states to organize and try to negotiate a deal with some of these companies, not only to gain access to that tax revenue, but to try to level the playing field for their retailers. But as far as I know, none of those efforts have gone very far.
That's right, because fundamentally in 1992, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that mail order companies, which would now include internet companies, do not have to pay sales tax unless they have a physical domicile residence in the state in which the tax is paid.
So it sounds as if you're saying, Hank, that there's nothing that states or municipalities really can do. It has to be a federal solution.
No individual county state government can do it. It would require the states to get together and have a federal law passed. And then we'd want some uniformity. We don't want to force the internet companies to have to pay a welter of confusing taxes all across thousands of different jurisdictions in the United States. There needs to be some uniformity so that the process can actually work and the right state can actually get paid. So we really do need a federal solution to this if we're going to have this kind of tax.
Is there any move afoot to trying to solve this problem as far as you know?
Oh, Tom, not now. The dreaded T word. I mean, all governments want revenue, but we do have this now philosophy brewing in the United States that we don't want to raise any taxes.